Good evening. The question was asked, an advanced question. What is the weight of Das Yachid and minority individual opinion in Halacha? So we have to discern in between the generations. And we have to discern between scenarios where we have a Halachic ruling or do not have a Halachic ruling. So in the Mishnah, we have opinions which the Talmud says we rule against. So those opinions are not acceptable on Halacha. A person could not get up today and say, I'm going to eat chicken with milk because Rav Yossi Aglili holds that's permissible. You couldn't do that. The Talmud says we don't rule that way. So you can't say, but it's a Das Yachid. I want to rely on it. I'm just going to go like Rav Yossi Aglili. He was a good kosher Jew. Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus holds that you're allowed to desecrate Shabbos in preparation for a circumcision, for a bris milah. A person couldn't get up today and say, I'm going to heat up the oven and melt the metal in order to create a blade and do all these different things to desecrate Shabbos because I have a circumcision this Shabbos. I'm going to do all of that because Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus holds that when he was a big Jew. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, Rabbi Akiva's rabbi. You can't do that. So there are things in Halacha, if we go back to the time of the Mishnah and the Talmud, there are things which the Talmud decided on. And there one would not be able to say, I'm going like the Das Yachid. I'm going like the minority opinion. As we move forward, so the halachic system does give us an ability to go with a minority opinion when we do not have a bottom line from the halacha. Sometimes the halacha does not give us a bottom line, but we have a rule that yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. If one opinion is in the minority and the other opinion is in the majority of rabbis go the other way, so then when the court convenes, we go with the majority, right? So sometimes we have a halachic weight for a majority opinion, and then the halacha tells us that b'shas adchak, there will be instances where we do rely on the minority opinion. So even though it's a dat yachid, it's a minority opinion, many other rishonim, many commentaries on Talmud go the other way. They interpret the Talmud in one way, but you can have the Rambam that interprets it his way. So we have examples of that where we respect the Das Yachid and sometimes we rely on the Das Yachid, the minority or the individual opinion, where you have the majority of the rabbis, the commentaries of the Talmud, the Rishonim or the Achronim, the earlier generations or later generations, they go one way. And then you have the minority, you have a soul voice that holds differently, and sometimes we rely on that. That's what we call a Das Yachid, an individual opinion. When we do not have a bottom line in Halacha, so then we will sometimes go with that, with that Das Yachid, with that minority opinion, in a Shas Adchak, under dire circumstances. Now, you asked, how much do I have to respect the Das Yachid? So we always respect a valid halachic opinion. Even if we rule against Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, even if we say, Beis Shammai b'mkom Beis Hillel ein a Mishnah, that Beis Shammai is not an opinion you can rely on, even b'Shas Adchak, even in a time of dire need, we would not go like Beis Shammai. We say, that doesn't have a space in halacha at all. So just like we said, a Das Yachid, sometimes a minority opinion that we rule against, that doesn't have any weight in our halacha, in our practical lives. By the same token, Beis Shammai, even though they were a whole academy, and there was a whole movement in Am Yisrael that went that way, they do not have any space in halacha. So, again, our rule is Das Yachid we respect. Even Beis Shammai's opinion that has no space in halacha, even the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, we respect it, we treat it with respect, we consider the time we spend understanding it as learning Torah, we don't say it's time spent in vain. But when we speak about using an opinion of a Das Yachid in halacha, so there we would only use an opinion when that opinion remains with that halachic weight of a Das Yachid, when the halacha didn't come out and say the halacha is not that way. And again, that's more common among the opinion of Rishonim and Achronim.